What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late nights with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
So tonight was supposed to be the first time, I bet, in, what, 2 months, 3 months, that Hancock and Kelly Late Night was going to take place on a Monday evening here on KMOX. Of course, you know, it's been well documented that I've been out of town over the holidays, and so Hancock was in here mouthing off all on his own, and he had some people sitting in with him, but it was about an hour ago that I received a call from my buddy who is sick. So John Hancock will not be joining me this evening for Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. It'll just be myself, Matt Pajeski, behind the board as usual, will be taking care of me. We'll have all your typical favorites. John Hancock Jr. is going to spend a little time with me in our later in this hour. We'll also have our regular weekly conversation, when we're here, that is, with Sean Michael Lyle. I did ask Sean if he would join me again this evening, and he said, sure, as long as you'll repeat everything the way Hancock does. So I'll do my best to emulate John Hancock when a Sean Michael Lyle story is taking place. We'll also visit with Braxton Payne for What's Trending. I had a nightmare situation with my cell phone. I bet you've had the same one. And we're going to talk about it because cell phone companies, I don't care which one you're with, they're all selling the same product. It's all a bunch of nonsense, and it is too much of everything you don't want, including the phone, by the way, that seems to be able to rearrange satellites. You can record things on your DVR. You can turn the lights on and off in your house. But if you're on Highway 40 driving by the zoo, yeah, your phone's not going to work. And that's just aggravating to me. And then I also would like to spend a minute or two to talk about a couple of very famous St. Louisans who have hatred for, people have hatred for them, and I just don't get it. So it's Michael Kelly. I'll be running solo this evening without my good friend John Hancock. We wish him a speedy recovery. Would love to deal with any of you that might want to call in at 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Late Night with Hancock and Kelly, I guess, is going to be kind of like Total Information PM, or not Total Information. What do they call that show when Brad's here? What do they call it?
At Your Service.
Oh, At Your Service. So we'll be more like At Your Service, so you can lob your calls in to join me here at 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. I can't believe we still have a 1-800 number. Who dials 1-800 anymore?
No, nobody.
But by the way, this week I was without my cell phone for about a 12-hour period. And it occurred to me that just in the short period of time that we've had cell phones now that store our phone numbers in it, I know absolutely nobody's phone number. Nobody. My own mother was trying to get a hold of me. She could not get through. I don't know her phone number to call her. Of course, the home line that we have, I could call her on. But she, like most of you who probably still have a home line, doesn't answer the phone number, because who calls people's home phone numbers anymore? Pollsters, the Avon, those types of people are the folks who are calling. Big news leaking out across the baseball world that has impact here in St. Louis. We should say that this has not been corroborated by Bally's or by the St. Louis Cardinals, but the Athletic is reporting that Chip Carey, the grandson of Harry Carey, will be the new television voice of the St. Louis Cardinals on Bally Sports right here in St. Louis. You know, I can remember my father telling me stories about Harry Carey being on in St. Louis, but I just wonder how many people who are left even remember a Carey being on the broadcast. I personally, I'm too young, I don't remember it. Of course, I know all the legend and lore that follows Harry Carey and the great time and helping create what we have here at KMOX. But I don't know if many of you out there still remember when Harry Carey used to broadcast the ball games right here on KMOX. Well, a little taste of nostalgia will be coming your way as his grandson, Chip, will now be the television play-by-play commentator for the St. Louis Cardinals on Bally Sports. And how's that changed, right? Now we're watching, it used to be Fox Sports Midwest. Prior to that, I used to watch the games on Channel 11. They used to have the exclusive contract for local games. There was a short period of time there, maybe right before or after Channel 11, where the games were run on a pay-per-view basis. You would you'd buy a package and you'd be able to get the Cardinals games. This was all prior to my having my own money to be able to purchase this stuff. And, well, needless to say, we didn't have the games. I was from a big family. And the idea that we were going to have to pay for them was kind of crazy. Channel 11. Now, I do remember the games on Channel 11 because they used to preview them when I watched Wrestling at the Chase. And I don't know if many of our listeners will still remember Wrestling at the Chase. But being the only boy of six kids, Wrestling at the Chase, man, that was when I started to act like a man. I would hop on the couch and fly off and do a Jimmy Superfly Snuka, all from watching Wrestling at the Chase on Channel 11 right here in St. Louis. But it's amazing how the consumption of our sports has changed completely. Even our mainstream sports right now are kind of transitioning away from broadcast television, you know, like whether it be on Fox or NBC or CBS, to now Prime is starting to carry it. Earlier this week, last week I saw that the women's soccer team was playing in Australia. That game was streamed live on HBO Max. I mean, it's hard to keep up with where we're to watch our sport. I personally, I've purchased it. Do you have the ESPN Plus, Matt?
You know what I used to watch Billiken's games because they're not always on TV. And then after I watched it for a year, I just let it, expire.
Yeah, it's expensive, but I've continued to keep it because there's so much live sports you can tune in on there. And you, if you're looking for, and I'm not saying St. Louis U is an obscure team, but if you're looking for a less than Duke or North Carolina type team, you can find those games usually live on ESPN, which is great. But we have changed the way that we watch television, and there's no longer grabbing the clicker and flipping around between games. Because on Thursday nights now, say there's something on regular television, if you want to flip over to watch a football game, you got to load up the Prime app. You watch the game on Prime, and then, of course, when they have 18 minutes of commercials, most of them cell phones, by the way, you're bored, and so you want to go flip. Now you got to come out of it. It all just stinks. So hopefully Chip Carey will bring some of that same great spark that his grandfather, his dad, and so many of the great Cardinal broadcasters have brought to Cardinal baseball. It will be an exciting new era in television Cardinal baseball. Hey, we're going to step aside for a minute here at Hancock Late Night. Without Hancock, that is. We're going to visit with another Hancock when we come back. Of course, it is our sports insider. He's none other than John Hancock Jr. Right after you listen to us pay some bills.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Yes, we are America's sports voice, but more importantly, we were the home of the Hancock and Kelly Insider. He's none other than John Hancock Jr. Top of the evening to you, Jr.
Michael Sean, top of the evening indeed. How's it going?
Fine, brother. So it was about an hour ago, I get a phone call from your father, and he goes, man, I am sick. I'm not going to be able to make it. And I said, are you kidding me? We've been on the radio together for 15 years. I've never once done a show by myself. This evening, I'm by myself. I'm so grateful at least one Hancock's joining me.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, it's the least I can do is pick up the slack.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's talk through these games this past weekend. We had quite a weekend in the NFL, and the outcomes were pretty significant. What's your take on, we've got our AFC Championship game and our NFC Championship games. Talk me through them.
Yeah, so starting with the NFC, two very different games there. The Cowboys had every chance to beat the 49ers in that game and just couldn't get it done. And how about their kicker? Did you see any of that?
No, I did not. What happened?
So in the wild card round, this guy, Brett Maier.
Yeah, misses three in a row.
Yeah, four in a row. Four in a row. And then he gets the first one blocked last night, but he was able to kick in two field goals. But the Cowboys, that was a rough performance for them. Dak Prescott had the best game maybe of his career in the wild card round. Couldn't get it done against the 49ers, tough defense, and Brock Purdy did enough to win the game. So the 49ers are facing the Eagles, who absolutely curb stomped.
Yeah, so we're going to come to the Eagles and the Bengals in a second. But so what's the Cowboys' problem? I think it's their coach.
It has to be the coach. It's two playoff losses in a row, back-to-back years. Poor clock management by
totally.
Mike McCarthy.
And by the way, that's throughout the entire season, John.
Yeah,
watching him with, I mean, he screws up his timeouts. He screws up his clock management. It makes absolutely no sense. And, Jerry Jones is supposed to be this great owner. Why is he, tolerating a subpar coach?
Well, I think Jerry, we saw it with Jason Garrett, he just gets what he thinks is his guy and coach, and he just holds on to him for too long. McCarthy, it's still very early in his tenure, but I mean, I think you gotta let him go. I mean, the play they had to end the game yesterday was just phenomenally bad. They had Ezekiel Elliott lined up at center, gets bulldozed by a defensive lineman. They throw a slant over the middle of the field, no time left. Bang, he goes down, game over.
Right.
That might have been the worst game ending play I've ever seen.
Well, the other game yesterday was the Cincinnati Bengals and your boy
Joe Burrow,
on the Bills. I was kind of shocked by that outcome, particularly in the midst of all of that snow. You would have thought the Bills would have had emotional support. They surely had home field advantage on their side, and boy, they got stomped.
Yeah, so I think the snow may have actually helped the Bengals a little bit because their offensive line was banged up, and that prevented the Bills' pass rush from really being able to capitalize on that. They had to be careful in the snow slipping. And the Bengals were 5.5 underdogs in some books, according to Vegas, and they went out there and just throttled the Bills. It really does prove that last year was not a fluke for the Bengals, and it's tough. It's going to be tough to see how the Chiefs can rebound.
Yeah, and so now we have the Chiefs and the Jaguars. The Chiefs did win. We had the scare with Patrick Mahomes. It's still day-to-day on what the condition is with his foot. I don't know about you, as a St. Louisan who's kind of adopted the Chiefs as my team, my heart skipped a couple of beats when he went down in the game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was certainly tough to see. You know, he's a top-two quarterback in this game, without a doubt. Many would say the best. And you hope he can rebound. He did put on a great performance with the injured ankle, though, in that second half. He's better on one leg than most quarterbacks in the league are on two.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Probably the worst game of the entire weekend was the Giants and the Eagles. The Giants didn't even look like they earned the right to be there.
That was just they got absolutely dismantled. Daniel Jones, they got a tough decision if they're going to extend him or not, but I don't want to waste too much time talking about that one. That was just a beatdown. Eagles proved why they were the number one seed. And Michael, I got to tell you, so I've been accused of being a hot take artist on this program. I think it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. I was on with you and friend of the program, Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
You guys thought I was being a charlatan when I said the Bengals would knock off the Chiefs last year.
Yeah.
I just call it like I see it. And look, here are the facts. Next week, if Joe Burrow goes into Geha Field and moves to 4-0 against Mahomes, I don't see how you can say he's not the best quarterback in the league. You know, Mahomes has played in six championship games in the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, and he's 3-3. Those three wins have come against Josh Allen. The guy can't get it done. Ryan Tannehill and Jimmy Garoppolo. No one's exactly singing their praises. And his three losses have come against Tom Brady twice and Joe Burrow. If he moves to 3-4 with four losses, two Brady, two Burrow, what does that tell you? What do your eyes say? What happened on the field? When the lights are the brightest, Mahomes can beat Allen and Garoppolo, but he can't get past Tom Brady and, dare I say, Tom Brady's heir apparent, Joe Burrow.
Wow, that's bold. Now, the Chiefs would be favored by 1 point, and that would obviously be because they're at home. Typically, home teams are favored by a field goal. You're saying that the Bengals will win and Joe Burrow will set the record straight on who the best coach or who the best quarterback in the NFL is.
Well, I certainly like the Bengals, but I would even go as far to say that this is a must-win game for Patrick Mahomes and his legacy assuming Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl, that's a big if. He has to equal Mahomes on the ring count. But Mahomes is running the risk of being the Peyton Manning and the Brady Manning 2.0 with Burrow, where Mahomes is clearly the more gifted quarterback, athletically has a better arm. But Joe Burrow, just like Brady, finds a way to win. You might say he's got that dog in him.
Wow, that's quite a bold statement. So give us a prediction on a score. I mean, this is going to be a home field advantage for Kansas City. It's not going to be a neutral site game. The Bengals going in over to Arrowhead. What'd you call the name of that stadium?
It's Geeha Field at Arrowhead.
What's Geeha Field?
It's like Government Employees Health Association or something.
Oh,
like
that's something they ought to be sponsoring, company. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it disgraces Arrowhead putting that sign up there.
Because nobody even knows what Geeha means.
It's a great insurance company. I think it is based out there, but I think just call it Geeha then.
All right, exactly. So give me a prediction on what you think the score will be.
Yeah, I think 27-24 Bengals close. I think it's going to be a tight game the whole way out. If Mahomes is hobbled, it's certainly it could be a bigger margin than that. But, every game they've played has been very, very tight, and I don't think anything's going to change here. Bengals by a field goal.
Wow. All right, now we switch to the other league where the 49ers with their fourth-string quarterback, who I think will wind up going to to the Super Bowl, play the Eagles. The Eagles are at home. Let's see what the line is on this game. Do we know?
I think it was two and a half.
Last time I checked. Yeah, 2.5 point underdog for the 49ers. What's your take?
Yeah, this one, I hesitant to even give a pick. The Eagles, I'm a little biased against the Eagles especially after the wild card with the Cardinals losing to the Phillies. But the Eagles are kind of a mystery team. They look like a juggernaut last week, a juggernaut for most of the regular season, kind of stumbled a little bit at the end. I am going to go with the 49ers. I think they're just too dynamic offensively, and their defense is the best remaining defense in the playoffs, maybe the entire league, the entire season. I think the 49ers win, and let's go 24-17 final score.
Wow. Bold predictions. I think you're right. I think the Chiefs will win, and I think it'll be the 49ers. What are the 49ers proving, in a league that's supposed to be all about the quarterback, that the quarterback can be irrelevant?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting proposition, because all you hear about is how quarterback's all that matters anymore. You can't win without an elite one. They got to one with Jimmy G, and now they have Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. It'll be interesting to see if Brock can close the deal. Outside of quarterback, they have the best roster in the NFL, and that might be what it takes to overcome having the top 10, maybe even top 6-7 guy at quarterback.
But it, without a doubt, this coming weekend, the best game of the entire playoffs, because the Super Bowl looks like it could be just a bust, is going to be the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I think so. There's nothing better than a good rivalry in sports. Josh Allen is... people keep trying to put him at number two, challenging Mahomes, but it's very clearly that, Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes are the classic quarterbacks in the AFC, certainly, but the NFL as a whole. And it's a good rivalry. It's a rematch. That's always great to see. You see that a lot more in the NBA than you do the NFL. But it's exciting to see these two teams go up. I think it's what a lot of people wanted to see if the Bills weren't going to make it.
All right, let's go back to the Giants for a second. You talked about the quarterback there. His name is...
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. After the previous week's win and taking the Giants to a playoff victory, people were saying he just made himself $130 million. Then he comes out and gets stomped this previous week. New York's a tough place to be. Is this kid going to get signed by the Giants?
Yeah, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place here. I mean, he proved himself this year to certainly be a capable starting quarterback in the NFL. But as we saw against the Eagles, he's a far, far cry from being a top guy. And the Giants don't have a roster like the 49ers where you can really overcome that. But I will say, in Daniel Jones' defense, he doesn't have a boatload of weapons around him on the Giants. They traded away Kardarius Toney to the Chiefs. He's got Saquon Barkley. But he doesn't have the receivers that a lot of these other quarterbacks have, like Burrow and even Allen having Stephon Diggs. He doesn't really have that around him. So who's to say? But I think the Giants are going to extend him, just a matter of how much money he's going to get. Because if they don't, I guarantee a team out there like the Raiders or someone will definitely be interested.
Since your father's taking the night off, will you stick around with me for another segment?
Of course.
This is our NFL insider, John Hancock. We'll be back after this on KMOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Oh, well, we have a Hancock. We have a Hancock. It's just not the Hancock. It's the junior version of Hancock. My buddy John Hancock Sr. is not well. He's at home. Hopefully, he'll get a speedy recovery. Joining me, as he is kind enough to do every Monday evening, is sticking around for an extra segment, is none other than our sports insider, John Jr. John, thanks for sticking around. Couple of things. You heard the news. It's not been corroborated by the Cardinals or by Bally Sports, but apparently Chip Carey has been retained by the St. Louis Cardinals to be their TV broadcaster. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I did see the news. I like the hire. You know, outside of not knowing anything about the guy, just the fact that he's, you know, in the Harry Carey family, his grandson, you know, I don't know how you can be against that. From St. Louis originally, coming back home, and, you know, it's unfortunate circumstances, but happy to have him.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see him hop in. I mean, we've all been waiting for some type of an announcement because pitchers and catchers are less than 3 weeks away from reporting down there in Jupiter, Florida, and it won't be too long. We'll be bringing the ball team back up here, and the boys of summer will get started over at Busch Stadium. Happy with the offseason. We're still lacking a pitcher, do you believe?
Yeah, I would have liked for us to address the rotation. We're relying on a lot to go right, I think, to really be competitive in the National League. Dakota Hudson might be in the rotation as it stands, and I do think he has potential, but he's walked a lot of people in the past. You're hoping he can bounce back. You're hoping Steven Matz can stay healthy, need a lefty. And Adam Wainwright, you're hoping he can have that Bartolo Colon rubber arm and keep it going for another season.
Yeah, and Jack Flaherty, I guess we're relying on him as well. But yeah, I mean, has Jack Flaherty pitched a complete year of baseball at all for the St. Louis Cardinals? He's been hurt the whole time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's, you know, struggled with staying healthy. But I do think he's a guy where if he can, when he puts it all together, he can be a top-of-the-line rotation ace. And that's the kind of guy you need in the playoffs to lead off a series. And probably a wild card series with, you know, how we're looking. I'm fairly confident in the Central. But, you know, it's going to be tough keeping up with the heavy hitters in the East and the West.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Mets in particular, wow, they're just they've got
Cohen just opening up the
Here's
checkbook.
A question that not on my list of things to ask you, but the Angels, it just was announced this evening. They're no longer going to try to sell the team. They're going to keep it under current ownership. How can you have one of the largest payrolls in baseball, the two best players in baseball for the last 10 years, even though that's changed who those players are, they've had the two best players for the last 10 years, and they can't even get a sniff of the playoffs. I mean, is this just bad ownership? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a handful of crippling contracts over the years. Obviously, Albert was rejuvenated when he came here, but the second half of that contract in Anaheim, it was tough, to say the least, for the team. I remember with Albert, they brought over C.J. Wilson from the Rangers. That was a disaster. They signed Josh Hamilton. Just a lot of big names they've paid a lot of money for, and they haven't produced.
All right. Now, this is technology is taking over every aspect of our lives. My phone has become the most necessary thing. And, boy, wait till you hear my story on that later, Junior. My phone broke on me this week. It was a nightmare.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, it's the worst. But the electronics strike zone is now going to be used in all 30 class AAA ballparks. This is coming to Major League Baseball eventually. Of course, we had the pitch clock, which started in the minor leagues, which now is integrated into our daily lives here in the majors. Now they're starting this automatic balls and strikes system. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this one. You know, obviously, taking emotion out of it, it's good for the game. You know, you don't get blown calls. But at the same time, there's something just inherently baseball, for lack of a better term, about an umpire blowing a call behind the plate. It's been a part of the game forever. It unifies the fans. When it happens in the stadium, they erupt in the boos on a blown third strike call. And that's an aspect that's going to be missing. Human error has really been taken out of officiating in most sports, and baseball, I feel, is one of the few examples where there was still a relevant
aspect. Well, in human error, I don't know that this particular system that's being implemented in minor league baseball would have solved this, but I mean, human error, a lot of people, our fathers probably included, would argue that human error cost us a World Series right here against our own Kansas City Royals and the call of Don Dinkinger. Now, obviously, that was a play call at first base.
Yeah,
it didn't include balls and strikes, but inevitably, if they're going to start with balls and strikes, why aren't they just going to let the computer tell us who got to the base on time?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, I'm sure, have you seen this ChatGPT, the AI chatbot?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's this AI, artificial intelligence, that, you know, it can write code, it can write emails for people, and, you know, at this point, might as well just put the rosters and the stats in there and tell us who's going to win the season.
Yeah, can it cook me breakfast? I would love one of those things that can cook me breakfast. If it can write my email for me, it would ought to know what I want for breakfast.
Yeah, I think that's coming. Give it a couple years.
Do you think it's inevitable that we're going to have balls and strikes being called by a pitch machine?
I do. I think that's going to be an automated process. It's going to speed up the game a lot. It's going to be, you know, lead to even outcomes for teams. And I think with how Manfred's been doing this with the pitch clock and all these other changes, banning the shift, I think it is an inevitability.
John Hancock Jr. is my guest. He joins me for another segment. His father is ill, and he's been kind enough to spend some time with me. John, it's well documented here. I've said this in the past. I've been criticized heavily for it, but I think the worst sport to watch is basketball being played by girls, simply because, you know, I love that girls play basketball, and when I watch my family and friends play it, it's awesome. But when I'm flipping through the stations at nighttime, it's just a completely different game than what we typically are used to watching. I have now found a sport that's worse.
Oh, no. And, yeah, that doesn't do anything for me, but let's hear it.
Men's tennis.
Oh,
men's tennis is the absolute worst sport to watch because it's nothing but the doggone serve. It is 100% raw power of these guys, you know, they're just slamming the ball at 180 miles an hour. The first one, inevitably, if it makes it in, that's great. Nobody has a chance to return it. Even on their second serve, these guys are hitting 100 miles an hour. It's almost impossible to return the serve. I got caught up in watching this Australian Open. I only want to watch women's tennis. Women's tennis is entertaining. Men's tennis is boring. It's just nothing but brute force.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't spent too much time watching tennis in general. You know, I remember Maria Sharapova when I was growing up, certainly was a big fan.
What's your problem with tennis?
It's just, it doesn't do much for me on TV. You know, it's a fun sport to play, but it's
I encourage you to watch women's tennis. It's great. There's volleying back and forth. There's actually strategy of what's happening. Men's tennis, not so well. Have you played pickleball yet?
A little bit. I haven't gotten too deep into it. Not, you know, shockingly, as a, you know, junior, not the most athletic in the pickleball court, but it is a fun game.
Yeah, so I wound up playing pickleball for the first time over the holidays and went down to Florida, which, by the way, boy, if you want to talk about a cutthroat sport to be playing down there, watch a bunch of old people kick the snot out of you, go play pickleball at some local park. So I show up there to learn how to play pickleball. I got my little, by the way, and the other nice thing about pickleball is that it's like, you can't get a fancier racket. Everybody's essentially got the same racket. The balls are the same. You know, so I show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Oh, well, we have a Hancock. We have a Hancock. It's just not the Hancock. It's the junior version of Hancock. My buddy John Hancock Sr. is not well. He's at home. Hopefully, he'll get a speedy recovery. Joining me, as he is kind enough to do every Monday evening, is sticking around for an extra segment, is none other than our sports insider, John Jr. John, thanks for sticking around. Couple of things. You heard the news. It's not been corroborated by the Cardinals or by Bally Sports, but apparently Chip Carey has been retained by the St. Louis Cardinals to be their TV broadcaster. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I did see the news. I like the hire. You know, outside of not knowing anything about the guy, just the fact that he's, you know, in the Harry Carey family, his grandson, you know, I don't know how you can be against that. From St. Louis originally, coming back home, and, you know, it's unfortunate circumstances, but happy to have him.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see him hop in. I mean, we've all been waiting for some type of an announcement because, pitchers and catchers are less than 3 weeks away from reporting down there in Jupiter, Florida, and it won't be too long. We'll be bringing the ball team back up here, and the boys of summer will get started over at Busch Stadium. Happy with the offseason? We're still lacking a pitcher, do you believe?
Yeah, I would have liked for us to address the rotation. We're relying on a lot to go right, I think, to really be competitive in the National League. Dakota Hudson might be in the rotation as it stands, and I do think he has potential, but he's walked a lot of people in the past. You're hoping he can bounce back. You're hoping Steven Matz can stay healthy, need a lefty. And Adam Wainwright, you're hoping he can have that Bartolo Colon rubber arm and keep it going for another season.
Yeah, and Jack Flaherty, I guess we're relying on him as well. But yeah, I mean, has Jack Flaherty pitched a complete year of baseball at all for the St. Louis Cardinals? He's been hurt the whole time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's, you know, struggled with staying healthy. But I do think he's a guy where if he can, when he puts it all together, he can be a top-of-the-line rotation ace. And that's the kind of guy you need in the playoffs to lead off a series. And probably a wild card series with, you know, how we're looking. I'm fairly confident in the Central. But, you know, it's going to be tough keeping up with the heavy hitters in the East and the West.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Mets in particular, wow, they're just they've got
Cohen just opening up the
Here's
checkbook.
A question that not on my list of things to ask you, but the Angels, it just was announced this evening, they're no longer going to try to sell the team. They're going to keep it under current ownership. How can you have one of the largest payrolls in baseball, the two best players in baseball for the last 10 years, even though that's changed who those players are, they've had the two best players for the last 10 years, and they can't even get a sniff of the playoffs. I mean, is this just bad ownership? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a handful of crippling contracts over the years. Obviously, Albert was rejuvenated when he came here, but the second half of that contract in Anaheim, it was tough, to say the least, for the team. I remember with Albert, they brought over C.J. Wilson from the Rangers. That was a disaster. They signed Josh Hamilton. Just a lot of big names they've paid a lot of money for, and they haven't produced.
All right. Now, this is technology is taking over every aspect of our lives. My phone has become the most necessary thing. And boy, wait till you hear my story on that later, Junior. My phone broke on me this week. It was a nightmare.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, it's the worst. But the electronics strike zone is now going to be used in all 30 class AAA ballparks. This is coming to Major League Baseball eventually. Of course, we had the pitch clock, which started in the minor leagues, which now is integrated into our daily lives here in the majors. Now they're starting this automatic balls and strikes system. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this one. You know, obviously, taking emotion out of it, it's good for the game. You know, you don't get blown calls. But at the same time, there's something just inherently baseball, for lack of a better term, about an umpire blowing a call behind the plate. It's been a part of the game forever. It unifies the fans. When it happens in the stadium, they erupt in the boos on a blown third strike call. And that's an aspect that's going to be missing. Human error has really been taken out of officiating in most sports, and baseball, I feel, is one of the few examples where there was still a relevant
aspect. Well, in human error, I don't know that this particular system that's being implemented in minor league baseball would have solved this, but I mean, human error, a lot of people, our fathers probably included, would argue that human error cost us a World Series right here against our own Kansas City Royals and the call of Don Dinkinger. Now, obviously, that was a play call at first base.
Yeah,
it didn't include balls and strikes, but inevitably, if they're going to start with balls and strikes, why aren't they just going to let the computer tell us who got to the base on time?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, I'm sure, have you seen this ChatGPT, the AI chatbot?
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So it's this AI, artificial intelligence, that, you know, it can write code. It can write emails for people. And, you know, at this point, might as well just put the rosters and the stats in there and tell us who's going to win the season.
Yeah. Can it cook me breakfast? I would love one of those things that can cook me breakfast. If it can write my email for me, it would ought to know what I want for breakfast.
Yeah, I think that's coming. Give it a couple years.
Do you think it's inevitable that we're going to have balls and strikes being called by a pitch machine?
I do. I think that's going to be an automated process. It's going to speed up the game a lot. It's going to be, you know, lead to even outcomes for teams. And I think with how Manfred's been doing this with the pitch clock and all these other changes, banning the shift, I think it is an inevitability.
John Hancock Jr. is my guest. He joins me for another segment. His father is ill, and he's been kind enough to spend some time with me. John, it's well documented here. I've said this in the past. I've been criticized heavily for it, but I think the worst sport to watch is basketball being played by girls, simply because, you know, I love that girls play basketball, and when I watch my family and friends play it, it's awesome, but when I'm flipping through the stations at nighttime, it's just a completely different game than what we typically are used to watching. I have now found a sport that's worse.
Oh, no. And yeah, that doesn't do anything for me, but let's hear it.
Men's tennis.
Oh,
men's tennis is the absolute worst sport to watch because it's nothing but the doggone serve. It is 100% raw power of these guys, you know, they're just slamming the ball at 180 miles an hour. The first one, inevitably, if it makes it in, that's great. Nobody has a chance to return it. Even on their second serve, these guys are hitting 100 miles an hour. It's almost impossible to return the serve. I got caught up in watching this Australian Open. I only want to watch women's tennis. Women's tennis is entertaining. Men's tennis is boring. It's just nothing but brute force.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't spent too much time watching tennis in general. I remember Maria Sharapova when I was growing up, certainly was a big fan.
What's your problem with tennis?
It's just, it doesn't do much for me on TV. You know, it's a fun sport to play, but
yeah.
Just...
Well, let me tell you, I encourage you to watch women's tennis. It's great. There's volleying back and forth. There's actually strategy of what's happening. Men's tennis, not so well. Have you played pickleball yet?
A little bit. I haven't gotten too deep into it. Shockingly, as a junior, not the most athletic in the pickleball court, but it is a fun game.
Yeah, so I wound up playing pickleball for the first time over the holidays and went down to Florida, which, by the way, boy, if you want to talk about a cutthroat sport to be playing down there, watch a bunch of old people kick the snot out of you, go play pickleball at some local park. So I show up there to learn how to play pickleball. I got my little, by the way, and the other nice thing about pickleball is that it's like you can't get a fancier racket. Everybody's essentially got the same racket. The balls are the same. So I show up there. And, the scoring is completely messed up. I don't understand it. But let me tell you, it was an incredible workout. It was a fun sport to play. I have no idea how I wound up scoring. It kind of emasculated me a little bit watching these 70-year-old women get upset with me because I didn't understand the rules or how to do the scoring. But I encourage you to give it a try if you haven't done it. Have you spent a little time on it?
I have. I actually played last year when I was down in Mexico a little bit. That's a fun game. And speaking of, you can't get a nicer racket. Is there, you golf, right?
Oh, totally.
Is there anything worse than when your buddy shows up with a brand new driver, nice piece of equipment, and they're talking about it, and they're not any good, and they just immediately proceed to shank it left off the tee?
Right. Yeah, that seems to happen. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of the time I went and played golf with your father.
I believe that.
Yeah, but he also likes to remind me that he had a hole in one. So here's the problem with golfers. Golfers get obsessed with golf, right? And they wind up spending so much money on their clubs, and they think every one of these advertisements, and I'm sucked up in it too. I'm a golfer. They try to convince you that, your slice is going to get fixed if you use this particular driver. It's the same doggone driver they came out with last week. It's got a different little color to it. And then inevitably you got these guys who are going to show up. I got a couple of them on my Sunday group that always have the latest technology and are the worst golfers.
Yeah, it's funny how that seems to work.
Yeah, it's really, it's unbelievable. How are things up in Chicago?
Things are good in Chicago. We got a mayoral race coming up.
Is Mayor Lightfoot running for re-election?
No, she is. Your good friend, Lori, is having some trouble in the polls. She's coming in third right now behind Paul Vallis and Jesus Garcia. They're the front runners right now, and we have a runoff system. So it's going to be an uphill battle, I think, for Lori.
Well, and she came out of that runoff system. It really favored her. She was the extreme progressive candidate. Just curious, what is the main issue that seems to be talked about? Is it crime?
Yeah, so crime has to be hands down. Some businesses leaving Chicago. You do have a good amount coming in, but obviously anytime a business leaves, that grabs the headlines. Crime is by far the number one concern.
John, I've gotten to spend quite a bit of time in Chicago over the last year for unfortunate circumstances, but it required me to be up there. And when I was walking Michigan Avenue, I couldn't believe the amount of windows that were boarded up as a result of the smash and grabs that are taking place. This is Michigan Avenue. This is like the number one tourist attraction in Chicago. And then the speeding that was going on down Michigan Avenue. I went into a couple of restaurants and bars where the people just said, hey, look, the cops will come help us, but there's no prosecution. So therefore, this stuff is just cyclical and it keeps on going. Is that been your experience? And is there a backlash of businesses and others who are saying, hey, wait a minute, we've gone too far with this progressive thought process?
Yeah, there certainly is a backlash. You're seeing a lot of companies now hiring private security. That's what they have to resort to. In order to, protect their patrons, protect their business. And it's, the crime's really spread out. It used to be fairly concentrated, but it's coming up north, as far north in Lakeview, Lincoln Park, historically, very nice neighborhoods. And it's spreading. It is a problem. I think a change at the, with the mayor is hopefully going to lead to some change and better results.
Are you guys going to get snow this week? You know, like everybody here, I was went by a local Schnucks. We're apparently going to get like 3 or 4 inches of snow on Wednesday. I'm single, so I don't have to run and go get my bread worried that I got to feed some babies or something. Yeah, so I miss out on all this. But when I was driving by the Schnucks, I was like, what are they doing over there, giving away free money? And then it occurred to me that we've got a snowstorm coming. Have you guys been having those?
Yeah, we actually have some snow on the ground right now. Nothing crazy, but I got to say, my first winter in Chicago has not lived up to the hype. It hasn't been that cold. This is the first time I can recall us having snow at all. And I think I'm in for the real thing. It's supposed to be low 20s in the teens the next couple of weeks, so I'll survive.
All right, before we let you go, you're our sports insider. We will be back here again next Monday night. Predict who's going to be in the Super Bowl right now, and then tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl, and we'll let you get out of here.
The Cincinnati Bengals will defeat the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl in Arizona.
Take it to the bank. Came right there from our insider. Bank. He's none other than John Hancock Jr., kind enough to spend a little bit of time with MSK without my other buddy, John Hancock. It's Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. Stick around. We got another whole hour coming at you after this on KMOX. Back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. That's Billy Joel's, one of my favorite songs of his. That's Summer Highland Falls. He's going up and down at the same time. It's a song about depression. You know, I encourage you to Google a little bit about it. And here's a guy who's got to be depressed these days. Alec Baldwin is potentially going to face charges for involuntary manslaughter. Now, we had Brad Young on the Hancock and Kelly show on a Friday morning, who explained to us that involuntary manslaughter is you did kill somebody, but there was an intent behind it. But because that person died as a result of your actions, there maybe should be some culpability as it relates to it. He went on to explain to us he does not think that Alec Baldwin will ultimately get charged with this. I got to tell you, I put aside Alec Baldwin's politics. I know a lot of you out there probably don't like the fact that he's a liberal or that he, you know, impersonated Donald Trump. Put all that aside. I just don't understand how an actor who's literally in a costume playing dress up like you did in your school play, and who's, you know, filming a scene would be responsible for a gun having a live bullet in it. Now, listen, I'm not an actor. I've done a couple of plays. But if part of my gig in this play was to have a toy gun and I'm supposed to check that gun to make sure it doesn't have any bullets in it and stuff, I don't even know how to do that. I mean, I don't, why would it be his responsibility to be able to do that? Now, the armorer who ultimately was responsible, they think, for having the live rounds on the set is also being charged with involuntary manslaughter. It's likely, Brad Young went on to explain, thinking that she was going to face a much different set of circumstances than Mr. Baldwin. But it just does not seem right to me that Alec Baldwin is getting charged. I mean, this is already a tragic situation. A human being lost their lives. I can't even imagine how Alec Baldwin even sleeps at night. I mean, if I were unknowingly killed someone like that, literally point blank, and with no malice, no intention, no, you know, forethought of any of it, and now to be being charged with this is there already not enough penalty that he owns this on his own conscience for the rest of his life? But no, he was supposed to have examined the chamber of the gun and looked at this and looked at that and then made sure that all the other professionals that were a part of this movie set had done their job. I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Put aside your political thoughts on Alec Baldwin. Put yourself in those same situation. If you're like me, you're not a gun guy. How would you even know what you're supposed to be doing? I surely don't. Well, as you all know, on Monday evenings during Hancock and Kelly at 9 o'clock, we usually visit with Sean Michael Lyle. Sean Michael Lyle is the late night reporter here at KMOX. He puts together a lot of the stories that you're going to hear first thing in the morning. He's one of the most interesting human beings in the entire world. You're going to get a whole introduction on Shawn Michael Lyle, but we are going to hear something together for the first time. Apparently, Kevin Killeen, who, Kevin's a strange dude. He does these really cool things called A Whole Nother Story. And the focus of his Whole Nother Story this week was Shawn Michael Lyle. Listen to this.
Not long ago, during the rush of the Christmas season, when society was trying to get trees and tinsel and presents and running up their MasterCard bill, KMOX's Shawn Michael Lyle stood apart, a man who laughed at Christmas. He didn't even have a tree. He didn't give his wife anything, and he got away with it. So now we wanted to ask Shawn, what is your view on Valentine's Day?
Well, I got to begin with a joke that my wife told me, which is, what's the difference between a $25 steak and a $55 steak dinner?
I don't know.
Valentine's Day. Everything is more expensive. But no, we don't do Valentine's Day. There is nothing that I do on Valentine's Day that I don't do on any other day.
Come on.
Well, the reason is because there is no more that I can do. I'm as romantic as I can be every single day. And that's what people should take away from this. And that is, if there is something romantic that comes to you that you can do for your wife, do it today. Do it right now. And when I say love your wife, of course you love your wife. Everyone loves their wife.
I mean, think of Cary Grant. If he came through your front door and he gave your wife a dozen roses, she'd swoon.
Yes, but she'd do that today. It doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. Love your wife. It's an active thing, and you do it every single day.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to, like, Valentine's chocolates, for example, I give my wife chocolate every single day.
Really?
When we're done.
How's her blood sugar?
It's just a small square of chocolate. Ghirardelli chocolate or Lindt chocolate. We give a square of chocolate after our dinner every single day.
So you can ignore Valentine's Day if every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, in a way, I'm kind of the opposite of ignoring Valentine's Day. To me, it's year-round. So I guess maybe more trapped by Valentine's Day than anybody else, if you want to look at it that way.
That's Mr. Valentine's Day, Shawn Michael Lyle. With A Whole Nother Story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Maybe the two most unique human beings I have met while I've been working at KMOX, Shawn Michael Lyle and Kevin Killeen, in a masterpiece together. Boy, do I have a ton of questions. Stick around, listen to the news with Shawn Michael Lyle, and then Mr. Hollywood himself joins us right here in studio for Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. We got another hour with you after this. Night with Hancock and Kelly. That's Billy Joel's, one of my favorite songs of his. That's Summer Highland Falls. He's going up and down at the same time. It's a song about depression. Yeah, I encourage you to Google a little bit about it. And here's a guy who's got to be depressed these days. Alec Baldwin is potentially going to face charges for involuntary manslaughter. Now, we had Brad Young on the Hancock and Kelly show on a Friday morning, who explained to us that involuntary manslaughter is you did kill somebody, but there was an intent behind it. But because that person died as a result of your actions, there maybe should be some culpability as it relates to it. He went on to explain to us he does not think that Alec Baldwin will ultimately get charged with this. I got to tell you, I put aside Alec Baldwin's politics. I know a lot of you out there probably don't like the fact that he's a liberal or that he, impersonated Donald Trump. Put all that aside. I just don't understand how an actor who's literally in a costume playing dress up like you did in your school play, and who's, filming a scene, would be responsible for a gun having a live bullet in it. Now, listen, I'm not an actor. I've done a couple of plays. But if part of my gig in this play was to have a toy gun and I'm supposed to check that gun to make sure it doesn't have any bullets in it and stuff, I don't even know how to do that. I mean, I don't. Why would it be his responsibility to be able to do that? Now, the armorer, who ultimately was responsible, they think, for having the live rounds on the set, is also being charged with involuntary manslaughter. It's likely, Brad Young went on to explain, thinking that she was going to face a much different set of circumstances than Mr. Baldwin. But it just does not seem right to me that Alec Baldwin is getting charged. I mean, this is already a tragic situation. A human being lost their lives. I can't even imagine how Alec Baldwin even sleeps at night. I mean, if I were unknowingly killed someone like that, literally point blank, and with no malice, no intention, no forethought of any of it, and now to be being charged with this is there already not enough penalty that he owns this on his own conscience for the rest of his life? But no, he was supposed to have examined the chamber of the gun and looked at this and looked at that, and then made sure that all the other professionals that were a part of this movie set had done their job. I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Put aside your political thoughts on Alec Baldwin. Put yourself in those same situation. If you're like me, you're not a gun guy. How would you even know what you're supposed to be doing? I surely don't. Well, as you all know, on Monday evenings during Hancock and Kelly at 9 o'clock, we usually visit with Sean Michael Lyle. Sean Michael Lyle is the late-night reporter here at KMOX. He puts together a lot of the stories that you're going to hear first thing in the morning. He's one of the most interesting human beings in the entire world. You're going to get a whole introduction on Sean Michael Lyle, but we are going to hear something together for the first time. Apparently, Kevin Killeen, Kevin's a strange dude. He does these really cool things called A Whole Nother Story. And the focus of his Whole Nother Story this week was Sean Michael Lyle. Listen to this.
Not long ago, during the rush of the Christmas season, when society was trying to get trees and tinsel and presents and running up their MasterCard bill, KMOX's Sean Michael Lyle stood apart, a man who laughed at Christmas. He didn't even have a tree. He didn't give his wife anything, and he got away with it. So now we wanted to ask Sean, what is your view on Valentine's Day?
Well, I got to begin with a joke that my wife told me, which is, what's the difference between a $25 steak and a $55 steak dinner?
I don't know.
Valentine's Day. Everything is more expensive. But no, we don't do Valentine's Day. There is nothing that I do on Valentine's Day that I don't do on any other day.
Come on.
Well, the reason is because there is no more that I can do. I'm as romantic as I can be every single day. And that's what people should take away from this. And that is, if there is something romantic that comes to you that you can do for your wife, do it today. Do it right now. And when I say love your wife, of course you love your wife. Everyone loves their wife.
I mean, think of Cary Grant. If he came through your front door and he gave your wife a dozen roses, she'd swoon.
Yes, but she'd do that today. It doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. Love your wife. It's an active thing, and you do it every single day.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to, like, Valentine's chocolates, for example, I give my wife chocolate every single day.
Really?
When we're done.
How's her blood sugar?
It's just a small square of chocolate. Ghirardelli chocolate or Lindt chocolate. We give a square of chocolate after our dinner every single day.
So you can ignore Valentine's Day if every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, in a way, I'm kind of the opposite of being ignoring Valentine's Day. To me, it's year-round. So I guess maybe more trapped by Valentine's Day than anybody else, if you want to look at it that way.
That's Mr. Valentine's Day, Sean Michael Lyle. With A Whole Nother Story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Maybe the two most unique human beings I have met while I've been working at KMOX, Sean Michael Lyle and Kevin Killeen, in a masterpiece together. Boy, do I have a ton of questions. Stick around, listen to the news with Sean Michael Lyle, and then Mr. Hollywood himself joins us right here in studio for Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. We got another hour with you after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.